Hello and welcome to our third episode of the Think the Phoenicians podcast.
I'm Ava.
I'm Phoebe.
And I'm Isaac. I was just going to introduce you guys. Are you freaking kidding me?
Sorry.
this episode is going to be about the difference between our wonderful world of Disney and the fun world of Universal. So let's get into it.
But before we get started, we just wanted to tell you that we made an Instagram. And it's at thankthephoenicians.podcast.
So go look it up if you're interested in pictures about the episodes and some other random fun Disney stuff.
We'll also be posting when we release our next episodes.
So go give it a follow.
Yeah. Okay. Walt Disney always wanted Disneyland to be about families. He wanted rides for kids, for teens, for parents, and for the whole family to enjoy. He got his inspiration from this one time. He was on a daddy-daughter day, I think that's what it's called. He called it. Like it was daddy-daughter day or something.
Date with his daughters, just because, out doing something fun.
He only had, his children were daughters in there. Yeah. Sorry, I just take out. But anyways, he got his idea from one of the daddy-daughter days. They were at a carousel, and he wasn't he eating peanuts or something while he watched his kids go around the carousel?
And he was thinking, why isn't there a place where families can have fun together?
Like this one.
And children can have fun in
like
going
this
around.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm sure there's a carousel in literally every park.
Yeah.
Of
kind of Disney. The beginning of all the magic, right?
Yeah. In fact, he actually, the first concept arts for Disneyland were across his studio in Burbank, California. And it was just this little theme park, wasn't that big. He had some of the rides, I'm pretty sure he had a carousel. But anyways, now we're actually getting into the real episode. Okay, so I think that Disneyland has done a great job bringing families together. Mm-hmm. Don't you guys
both think? A place where everyone can have fun.
Yeah. Universal, on the other hand, yes, there are things that people can do.
But it's not together.
And it's like not together. Like, in Seuss Land, in Universal Orlando, parents are not, and teenagers are not going to want to go on One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, that ride that's like Dumbo. I mean, Dumbo's better than that ride, obviously. But
I think that Disney does a lot better of making sure everyone can go on the same
and
ride.
And bringing the magic to them.
Even if, like, kids don't want to go in the big rides like Space Mountain or Splash Mountain or
all of those ones.
There's something called the baby pass or the stroller pass or something like that, and it's like you can switch off so that everyone can go on it and the kid isn't alone. And so that's just kind of like a little thing. Disney is just so in the details of making sure that everyone is included and having magical fun, and I think Universal is good at having fun, but it's just so different. It's a different it's concept. Not magical. It's a different concept, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun, but it's not Disney.
It's not Disney. And Disney definitely brings some magic to everybody. And Universal doesn't as much because it's not family-friendly rides as much.
My brother said this once, my older brother, and I think this is really true. He said that he likes it when Universal is better than Disney, because then that gives Disney a reason to even go better than Universal. Which I think that's true. With, like, Harry Potter Land, they've now made Pandora, which
is really, really amazing.
Like, especially at night with all the bioluminescence all over the ground and stuff,
yeah,
and like the plants, and it's just amazing. But also like Toy Story Land, where they have such tiny, well, this one's not really tiny, but cool details. Like, it's set in the backyard of Andy's, mm-hmm.
making you feel like you're a toy, kind of like involving you in the story,
and then
instead of watching it.
A fun fact: in the bathrooms, there are the little cutie toys. If you don't know what that is, it's a game. Search it up on the web.
So is that it has coincidence little, or not?
Cause cooties get it.
Cause mm-hmm. cooties on the bathroom, and then also there's Andy's footprints on the ground, and it's just there's all that's the tiny deal.
And the benches are dominoes. It just really immerses
you. Yeah, it makes you feel like you're just in the moment instead of like living. You know, a lot of times when you go do something fun, you're worried about the cost, you're worried about outside things, and I think at Disneyland they're really good at making sure you are totally in the moment. You're with your family or friends. And you're enjoying your life now.
And you get what you pay for.
Yeah. Speaking of cost and what you're paying, I think Universal is a lot more expensive than Disney.
Yeah.
And even in their treats, like their popcorn is like dollars more expensive. And maybe that's not important to you because you don't want to buy the popcorn. But I think that it's just a lot more expensive for the experience.
Yeah, yeah, I think it is too.
And I like how Disney immerses you in their lands. I'm really excited to see what they do with Avengers Campus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've heard that the menu is going to be like really cool, different. I read something that they were going to do like foods that were different sizes, kind of like involving you in the Ant-Man story. So like you could have a giant fork and you could have like a really tiny glass or something. And just kind of gets you thinking, and like it's something new. And a lot of the times in theme parks, you don't find new and it gets old. But I think Disney keeps evolving so much that you never get the same thing.
Yeah, and Disney's treats, like, they match the land. Like, they make treats that match the land.
Like, mm-hmm. Dole Whip is in Adventureland, which is, like, tropical and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's this one that's, like, in Avatar Land, and it has, like, these, like, bobas, and it's really, like,
it's like a slurpee-ish.
They just really, like, fit
within the land. Yeah. It's not like, oh, I'm going to put a churro cart right where we're going to only sell churros in Pandora Land.
And they do share, like, I think they have churros.
Yeah. Well, they're themed different.
And they don't only sell churros or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that Universal, if you are really into Harry Potter, then that's great. We love Harry Potter, all three of us. We love reading it. We love watching him. But I think that, Harry Potter Land is probably really cool. I have actually never been to Harry Potter Land, but, I think you kind of decide what you want to get. If you are more invested in Harry Potter and Universals and Minions and Despicable Me and all those Universal movies more than Disney movies, then maybe your choice is Universal. But for me,
it'd be Disney.
It would 100% most definitely be Disney.
Same.
Also, I think Disney has this quality where you really feel like you're a kid again.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
You don't have to be an adult. There are lots of memes and jokes about Disneyland being like an escape from reality, and like memes like, I'm done adulting, let's go to Disney. And it's really like that, you know, all jokes aside, Disney makes you kind of not have to worry about life.
And like bring out your inner child.
Yeah. And definitely. Then you probably will understand your kids or your nieces or nephews better, and be able to have a special memory with them.
And it gives you a good relationship. Like,
yeah.
I've grown with my family a lot stronger through Disney. Speaking of which, Dad, if you're listening to this, we want to go to Disney again.
just hint. the same thing to my parents. I would love to go to Disney. I'm pretty sure you already know that, but
But yeah, I've grown like my relationship stronger with my family because we've all bonded over this. We've all bonded over Disney.
You kind of connect with the same joy in just your adventures,
which you can't really find that at Disney World. Universal. Because like when they decided that Splash Mountain was going to close, all of us, like me, my older sister and my older brother and my younger siblings, we were all like just devastated over it because that was one of our favorite rides as a child, and we'd just grown up going on it. So
you kind of connect with each other and understand
how other people are feeling.
Don't get us wrong. We're excited that Princess and the Frog will be coming to the parks, but it's kind of like that memory and that childhood experience. And it's hard to see the parks change, right?
Yeah, but like even for our parents, they had childhood rides that went into a different ride, and look how like they've loved it too. So I bet we'll love Princess and the Frog. Mm-hmm. A lot still.
Do you have any stories about Universal versus Disney, or like a trip you went to both?
Yeah, we have a trip that we went to both.
It was 2015.
15.
And like it was my brother's graduation trip, and he chose Florida in general, because we went to the beach. So we like stayed at this Universal hotel for like two nights, which it's not as immersive as I can remember, and then we went to the beach because we went to Universal those 2 days, and then we went to the beach and we stayed in this like little beach hotel. It was like a motel kind of.
It was really cool, but
I loved it.
After that, we had stayed in a Disney hotel,
and oh my gosh, there the experience of it. I've just remember. Oh my gosh, I've grown stronger with my older brothers. Like, my relationship has grown stronger with my older brother because we were able to stay with our family being able to go because we took the buses to the resorts. So we had park hoppers. So me and my brother, after most of the nights at the parks, we would go to different parks and finish off the night just riding rides, spending time together. And it was so fun.
And I think that Disneyland and Disney World are so much bigger than Universal, and there's just not that
it's
much
more space
to do. Yeah, like, there's more space.
You don't feel like you're running into people.
Yeah. And I have a story. We went to Disneyland for I think 3 days, and we went to Universal for maybe 1 or 2 days, and I remember at night, I was just bored. I was like standing next to a stroller, our stroller, because my brother was still young enough to be in a stroller, but I was bored. And that sounds really sad, right?
Universal?
At Universal.
Like
I was
on
bored.
A trip at a theme park.
You kind of want to be like, entertained.
Miles away from your house, doing something new. And I was bored.
Yeah, and
I feel like kind of guilty about it because I think my parents were on the Jurassic World
Park ride.
Yeah, Jurassic Park ride, and
they changed it to Jurassic World. I'm pretty sure.
I was too chicken to go on it, and there weren't like that many kid rides. There weren't that many rides for my age. There was like a play area for the younger kids to play, and then there were the rides for the older kids, and there was nothing for me, and so I was bored. And I remember I was eating my very expensive popcorn and thinking, I don't want to go on the Mummy, I'm scared, but I'm bored. So
yes, and like being at Disney, I always want to stay longer. I mean, yeah, we'll see. Obviously can't always, but I always want to stay longer because there's always something to do. Even if I've been many times, I just remember the ride. And sometimes, like with Splash Mountain stuff, I get re-scared, and it's kind of fun to feel that again.
Yeah. I think that if you, I just want to say this real fast. I think that if you're more brave than I was when I went, you would have a lot of fun at Universal. We're not hashing on Universal. We like Universal,
but we
prefer Disney. Yeah.
But that's just our opinion, and we're just telling you a little bit about it.
I would not say don't go to Universal. You know, Harry Potter Land, amazing. Go check out the Jurassic Park or Jurassic World ride or whatever it is.
I think Jurassic World is in California and Jurassic Park is in Florida. So.
Yeah, go have fun. And I don't think it really matters where you are. You can always have fun with your family. But experience-wise, we would go with Disney.
Yeah, and there's just so many hidden gems around the Disney parks where there's not as much around Universal. Like, for example, have you ever noticed that the trash cans, they're all different colors for each land you're in. They're all different themes. Like, I'm pretty sure for Adventureland, wait, no, it might be Frontierland. They look like wood or something.
Yeah, they make it fit the park.
And then, like, for Tomorrowland, it looks so future-y with, like, gears and
stuff. Yeah, and speaking of trash cans, I think Disneyland is super clean. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
Not that Universal isn't, but Disneyland's very clean.
It is. And I remember staying in the hotel, and every morning I would love to, like, find the little hidden Mickeys on the carpet. I would love to just, like... Like, oh, there's one, and that's so there's fun. That one. And it was just really fun.
Being like a cat with a laser
pointer. I think
pointer.
Disney is also very much in the learning part of having fun. And so even in a bunch of Disney movies, you can find, like, hidden gems of, like, random things, random history facts or science facts. And I think if I was ever a teacher, I would pretty much always use a Disney movie to teach. But really, we would play games with my family and they would say, hey, where did you learn this fact? And we'd be like, oh, from this Disney movie. And they would be like, oh, really? And I think that Disney just really is like,
brings the family together.
Yeah. And brings learning and education into fun. And it makes people excited to learn.
Yeah, and actually we stayed in Animal Kingdom Lodge, and
there was animals.
Yeah, there were actual animals, outside
your room, literally.
Yeah, so we could go on the deck and just watch the animals, and it was just really, like, magical, and,
birds.
I remember the, zebras. Like, last day we were there, like, we went, downstairs, and they had some fun free activities for kids, and they had, like, they had little, like, indents in the floor, and we got to, like, put a paper over it and then color it, and so it just made, like, an indent, and it was really cool. And then, like, we went to this little shop, and it had necklaces and, like, little charms that you got to pick out your own, and it was really just fun and magical. And, like, we ate at the cafe, and there were, like, it was a view to outside, so we could see all the animals while we were eating, and it was just really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, it was really magical to stay there, and I am really grateful that my parents let us stay there, because, like I said, I've grown my relationship with my family, I grew my relationship with my brother, I just grew to learn and love, like,
Disney even more.
Which, yes, I know people can't always afford to go to Disney hotels. This is the only one we've ever been to. And that's because my dad was like, this was like a mix between, it was like a Christmas present. And my dad was like, I really want to stay at a Disney hotel. It was like on his bucket list. So it's kind of like,
yeah,
let's just do it. And it was part of my brother's graduation. And I just think that there's so many hidden gems to look for, like Ava was talking about, even in the movies, hidden Mickeys, and and so, like,
the learning and the just,
yeah,
life lessons, you know. I also think that, oh shoot, I forgot what I was gonna say.
If you can hear it, that's our siblings playing Minecraft.
They love Minecraft.
They're
obsessed with it.
Oh, yeah, especially my little brother.
For sure. But, yeah, and they teach, like, the movies teach, like, kids, like, actually lessons. It's not just, like, a movie. It's, like, learning, like, something like, you shouldn't do this, or you should do this, or whatever. And, like, in Cinderella, like, even though Cinderella wasn't treated right, she was still really kind and loving. And
so even, so the life lesson is, like, even when people are rude, just, like, love them and, you know, be a friend.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Let's see. I think we've covered pretty much everything we've we were going to cover.
Just one more time, like, we prefer Disney, but,
but
don't forget, Universal's is fun. If you're looking for memories, go ahead, do it.
Also, on the last podcast, I mentioned that I was going to tell a story about what my least favorite treat at the Disney park is, and I forgot to do it because I ran to the bathroom, and I totally forgot, so... I'm going to tell that. But Ava, do you want to finish what you were saying? Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, you're fine. I was just saying, like, if you are looking for a fun place to go, go ahead and try all of the theme parks. Why not? Go make some memories. But the best one by far, the most quality and the best experience you're going to get is probably Disneyland or Disney World. And
we don't know about any of the other Disney parks. I've only been to Disneyland.
Hopefully we can go to Shanghai Disney, Tokyo Disney, and Paris Disney, you know, all of them one day. But go, just, you know, I think theme parks, all theme parks, is they're about making fun memories with your family. So just have fun.
Yeah. It doesn't matter which theme park you go to, but in our opinion, we just prefer Disney.
Yeah, make the most out of every memory you have, and, yeah.
So, the thing I was going to say, I hate chocolate frozen covered bananas. Like, the frozen chocolate covered bananas, sorry. I had it at, one day I was at, Hollywood Studios, and, I was eating one, and they just, I don't like how they taste, and I was watching Lights, Cameras, Action, or whatever, the motor action, the one with the cars where they race each other and whatever. But that night I also didn't feel the best, so I probably was just not in the mood. If I tried them, I probably would love them. But
yeah, I actually kind of like them. But
you love them, trust me.
Yeah, but the aftertaste is a little weird.
Yeah.
I have to say that. But if you are not going to Disney and you want to try one, there's some at the store. So, make your own.
Yeah,
I've had them before when I was really little, like maybe kindergarten, and I didn't like them that much. But I like bananas and I like chocolate, so I'll probably like them now. But
okay,
that's interesting that you hate them.
That's the end of our podcast. Please click the subscribe button. And
hopefully these will be out on Apple Podcasts.
Sooner or later.
And if you, it's on Apple
and it's
Podcasts.
On Pocket Cast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if it's
that.
On Apple Podcasts, please leave like a nice comment. And if you didn't like it, well, then there's something bizarrely up ahead.
What?
There's something bizarre up ahead. That's a joke from Jungle Cruise, if you didn't know. And we'll probably talk about that in a different episode. But
and always remember to thank the Phoenicians.
Okay, bye.
Bye.